talking about the Mishnah Mem Dalet Amud Aleph. Okay. Hagiyaris Shemistayra Bita Imo Rezinsa. Rezu Bechenek.
So the
loch is that the punishment she gets for the Misa, even in case she was Mazana, as a Nara Murasa, which the Torah gives a special punishment instead of a regular Eishes Ish, which this news is a Chiyav Chenek, the Chiyav is a Chiyav Skilo. But over here, because she's a Giyaris, the girl is a Giyaris, even though we assume that she's a Psula, she converted under the age of 3. It says the punishment of Skila is totally dafkani being a Yisrael from birth, because it says kin osan the volo be Yisrael. So the Chiyav is not Skila, the Chiyav is Chenek. And the Pesach says that the place where it takes place is a Pesach Beis Aviyah, so there's no, she has no Av. She is a Giyaris. Well, they may sell up. And if the husband had lied, so the Torah gives a kanasa of 100 sloyim, it doesn't apply to her. So let's say, So she was born, the mother was Megayer while she was pregnant. So the conception was before she became, the mother became a Giyaris, but the birth was, the mother already was Jewish. So Rezu Beskila, the punishment is a Skila because she's considered, she was born as a Yisraelis. But Veimlo Lo Pesa Besa'ah, but the father, the Yichus is not back to the father because the conception was before the mother was Megayer. So there's no Besa'ah. And therefore, there's no Malamea Sela. Okay. Let's say Haisa Harasa Bikdusha. Harasa Bilidasa Bikdusha. So the mother was Megayer before the mother conceived this child. So she was, even her conception was Bikdusha. So then. Excuse me. She's considered like a Bas Yisrael in all respects. And there is, she has an Av, she has Pesach Beis Av, she has Me'a Sela, she's Chayav Skila.
It says Ein Lo Pesach Beis Av, doesn't it?
Okay, now, new case. Yesh Lo Av, Ve'en Lo Pesach Beis Av. Let's say she has a father, a regular case, nothing to do with a Giyaris. A regular Jewish, but they have no home. So Torah says that the punishment takes place Pesach Beis Aviyah. There's no Pesach Beis Aviyah. Or let's say the opposite: Yesh Pesach Beis Av, Ein Lo Av. Her father died, so the father is no longer. It's not called Pesach Beis Av in the sense of that the father is no longer here. So what's the halacha? So Rezu Beskila. So the Chiyav Skila is still there. You cannot fulfill the concept of Pesach Beis Av. Remember, Pesach Beis Aviyah, Ela LeMitzvah. It's not a Ma'akev in the halacha of the punishment of Skila. It should be done so, but it's not Ma'akev if it's not there.
Why couldn't we derive this from the Harasa Shelo B'Kedusha and Leidasa B'Kedusha?
You could. I think the Mishnah wants to point it out more. The Mishnah wants to point it out more explicitly that it's only the mitzvah because there is someone done. We're told that it's ma'akev. So Krashi Bezinsa Be'erisin V'hinara. So she was a Narmarosa. So instead of getting the special punishment of a Narmarosa, Rezu Bechenek. There is Krashi. You're feeling his gair v'chusim v'baskim moshonim. The Bechesh is Psula. So the Ger, if the Geris took place over the age of 3, so we can't assume that she was a Psula. So obviously the punishment is not going to be skila. But she was, we can assume she's a psula because the geiris took place before she turned 3. Still, chiksiva skila benar marosa be Yisrael ksiva. The chiv skila benar marosa is only by Yisrael. The sikin also on the balah be Yisrael. You don't have to bring it to Pesach Be'Sevia. We kill her the regular Pesach they kill in Besdin. In Nisabel Shakran, if it turns out that the husband had been lying, Veda Zeverman, the Eidim which he brought to testify to her Znus Zeverman, so the Torah gives a punishment to the husband of 100 Sloyim, it doesn't apply. Kula Parsha B'Yisrael Ksiva, that applies to Yisrael. She doesn't have a din of she's not considered yourself for this purpose. Now let's say that it was harasa shaloi b'kedusha b'leidasa b'kedusha, so reza b'skila b'gemar yolafol, the more's learned out, that's sufficient for this purpose even though she doesn't have beis av. Let's say it's a rasa b'leidasa b'kedusha, then a reha kibasa z'lechol d'borel, v'yesh lo pesav b'esav v'yo, pesav b'esav av, u'mei eslam. She does have pesav b'esav av, and the knas of 100 sloyim. Yesh lo av, ein lo pesav b'esav av, gan she'en lo bayis, v'yisraelis k'mar. I'm a regular Yisraelis, it's like going back in the previous case, and practically there is no bias, so the Mishnah says that doesn't affect the halacha. Okay. Go to Gemara. Menani Mili to case number 2. So case number 1, we understand there's a mitzvah of Yisrael. Case number 2, we're saying there was a rosh shlo b'kedusha. Well, it does a b'kedusha. It does get skila, even though there's no pesah beis av and there's no meyer sela. So how do you know that?
Well, at this point, the Gemara, we don't know about Yisrael.
I understand, but that's why I'm here. Okay. Some rish lakish amar kra umesa l'rabas harosha shlo b'kedusha v'leidasa b'kedusha. So the pasuk says umesa, which obviously was galua kalanchi ira b'avanim umesa. We understand the purpose was for misa. So the word umesa is dimar, but there's another case, the punishment is skila and get misa, even though it says b'yisrael, which should exclude a case, even a potential case of shalosha shlo b'kedusha v'leidasa b'kedusha. It's marba even in this case. Samura says, "Hihachi milka nami loki umeya sela nami l'shalim." So why do the onshim on the husbands in a case where he was found to be a shakran? The parsha is to add, you know, is applying to all these elements. You mean marba her for that case as well? So Amr Kra Umay, so since the Riboy to Marba her is in the specifically in the pasuk of the word Misa, the Misa Nisrab so below the Kanas. It's coming to be Marba just for Misa. Behemoth the Rabbah is Harasa Lidasa Bikdusha. Maybe it's coming to be Marba the third case of the Mishnah, which Harasa Lidasa Bikdusha. So my answer is, he Yisraelis Mayosahi. She's a regular Yisraelis, so therefore I don't need to be marber her. She's included in Kiosas on the Wallah by Yisrael.
Well, I mean, not sure I understand the question, because I mean, you want to first learn the smallest Kiddush, right? I mean, so, you know, which would be that Harasa was Zlosh B'Kedusha, and Leidasa was B'Kedusha.
You're a step ahead of me. The first, this kasha makes sense. The more, maybe she'll only marry her rasa v'leidasa b'kedusha. So that answers because she's Yisrael Ismail. So you promise the next question. Maybe the rabbis her rasa v'leidasa shlo b'kedusha, right? So maybe it's coming to marry. So pasha the more means it's coming to marry that case as well. He's saying any case where she's mezada zechiyah misa, the Mor says no, because as the Mor says im kain be yisrael my hanilei. But we're starting because we have the pasuk be yisrael. So what is Yisrael doing for me in that situation? So therefore, we understand that it can't be marred by the case of Rosh Hashanah B'Kedusha. Okay. Zogt Rashi, Manoni Mili, Sharosa Shalom B'Kedusha, Lidosa B'Kedusha B'Skila. See, how do you know the Zachi of Skila even in that case? Because it says Yisrael, it says, Umeisa, Uskulu, Kolanchi, Yerob, Avanim, Vameisa, Bahai Umeisa, Kro Yisrael, obviously the goal is to kill her. So where it says, but you can't be marbi even in a case of harasa b'lidasa shlo b'kedusha, because b'Yisrael, kiyosis on the malo b'Yisrael, what's that going to accomplish? Okay. Okay. Omer Rabbi Yossi Bar Chanina, Hamotzi Shemer al Yisema is Potter. If the girl did not have a father, so there's no chiyav. There's no chiyav. The chiyav knas and the chiyav malchus don't apply. Shenemar nasul avi anara prat lezush ein lo av. So there's no din of paying the. There's no father, so there's no din to pay. Okay. Moshe Rabbi Yossi Bar Ovin, Mitema Rabbi Yossi Bar Zvida. It says, Mo'enya Mo'en Avila, it says by Befata, Bidarshan, the extra Lashon of Mo'enya Mo'en, the Rabbis Yisrael, the Kanas, Tibur Rabbi Yossi Aglili. So Rabbi Yossi Aglili pointed out that Yisrael also gets Kanas. So we should learn out from one to the other, the same way we had before. We learn out from Ernest and Mefata, the Parsha of Mefata and the Parsha of Matishever are written next to each other, so we should learn out from one to the other.
Why the Malkut as well as the Parsha suspended? In the previous case where there's no place of the so there's no place for Skila as the one opinion hold. Why Malkut? Because it's, what does that do with him, so to speak?
I think the argument is just Tarp puts it as one unit. I mean, it's subsukim, but it's like one Yisroel Yisrael Yisroel Samei Akesa. Why'd I close it? So, I mean, the Torah's two parts. The first part is it's false. So Yisroel Soy, the Mea Kesef, and they give it to the Vianar. Velosi she has to marry her. Vim Emes Hoya Dabraza, then which is a new parsha. Vatiya Sanar will pass the Besavia, Skulua, Anche Yerubba, Venim Vamesa. Kesson Rolla be Yisroel, Lizos Besavia. So it's like a new section, it's a new parsha.
But the Skila Besavia is not just one item, it's even the same puzzle.
Okay.
There's none of the second. Maybe there's none of the first. There's no besavia, then there's no skila. But in this other, there's, Malkut is
Malchut's not, would not appear to be tied to the father. So the lack of a father would somehow be put to this gentleman for the punishment of Malchut?
I think so. I think I'm saying that, but I could be wrong. Okay. So who moistul lahum afarikla? So the Rabbi Yisrael Oban asked the question, Rabbi Yisrael Svido, and he gave a teretz. So that which you're marred by the case of Yisoma is when the story took place, the father was alive. But in a case where the father was not alive when the story took place, there's no din kanas, and that's what we're saying over here. That if a person was Hashem al yisoma, he's potter. By the case of by the case of the mafata, the moment of the chiyuv is bia. Over here, the moment of chiyuv is matishemra, when he's being matishemra in her. So when he's matishemra, when she's the yisoma at that point in time, there's no chiyuv. Okay. Rabbi Amrachai. So Rabbi disagrees and says, no, the locha is that matishemra on the yisoma is chai. Mimai. So where do I know that? Where that's from? Midatani Ami. Mishulas Yisrael. Midarshim Mishulas Yisrael. Belam Shulas Ger. See, Yamar Bishlamo Chia Gav Nabi Yisrael Mechayev Hanadishach Kral Lamute Ger. So Midarshim. There's by gerim is the equivalent of not having a father. So if you tell me that a girl which has no father is potter, even by Yisrael, so what do you need, why do we need to exclude gerim? Like you're saying, by Yisrael, ke gavlam is potter. So has to be Yisrael potter by gerim, boy. So by Yisrael, when there's no father, she's potter. So by Gerim, for sure that's true. I don't need a pasuk to exclude Gerim. So Elamai, you see that by Yisrael, that there is a din by Yisrael, that there is a chi of the parsha applies, Rava says, but by Gerim there's a special meat. Okay. Let's see, Rashi. Ma'en yemo'en. Fourth line, last wide line on top. Mefata akasa medaber. The pasuk is written by Mefata, which is a parsha Shmoy, a parsha is Mishpatim. If he convinces the girl to have beer with him, the matzah the mitzvah v'im yemo'en, the father refuses. The pasuk says he should marry her, the father refuses. He doesn't marry her. And he pays the knas because of being moen yemoen. So we darshan ben aviyah kaim umemayin ben shen aviyah kaim v'hima me'enis. So the actual meaning is telling me that it applies when the father's alive. It's up to him. When the girl's alive, it's up to her. But you have a case where the girl is alive, the father's alive. The father's not alive. It's up to the girl. Alma gav the ksi be'enis menasan lavia nara. By an onus it says Aviyah Hanara, but as a mafata me'adoni gemiri, and the more we had before, we learn out from onus mafata, learn out back and forth each other. But still mechayev kanasa yisoma, there's still a chayev kanasa by yisoma, and if that's true by mafata, it's true by onus as well. Mechitema shani hocha the rabbi rachmana. So what's your question? Yeah, okay, fine. Do you have a special pasuk by mafata, which you learn from mafata to onus? That even by the case of she's the Yisoma, there's a chiv to pay. Al gabi Mitzvah Shemra lo yisur boy, but the Rebbe doesn't apply to Mitzvah Shemra. So Zagrashi no Hocha la Nami Lav Yisem and Mashem Ribui. The puzzle is not directly being marbe, and it says Me'ein Yemu'ein. It's not directly discussing a din of Yisem. El the Ben Hiu Ben of Yichela Yichela Na'akev. Kiri Min Rebela Naris. We're telling us that it's up both the girl, both the father, which the pasuk says explicitly, and even the girl herself can refuse the marriage. And the ribui for Yisrael doesn't apply. Ella, the seal of the Tana, the via, the kamar kruah lav muta Yisrael. And I remember the kanasa lavia below the atzma. What did lavia? What the pasuk is explaining to me is, even though it says the word avia, and I would think that when it says avia, therefore the power of refusal belongs only to the father. We have this tribute to tell me that's not pshat what the word avia means. Pshat the word of avia means is that the payment is to the father, when the father, but the power of refusal belongs both to the father and to the child. So Zagrashi, I should take that idea and then apply it to the pasuk of avia by Mitzvah Shemra. It's not coming to exclude the halacha that doesn't apply if it's just the girl herself. It's saying when the father's alive, the payment is to the father. So that was the Rishi Bar Oven's question. Who might have law? How you the Kamartana? And the answer that when it says Yisayma is Potter, it's only a case of Bolevachat Nisyashma. It does exclude that there's any payment at all. That's a case where when the father was alive at the time that it happened, so Rashi learns, and then the father died, so since the parsha started with the father, it continues with the father. But in a case where there's no father to start with, then there is a chi of kanas. I think I said it backwards in the Gemara. Rabbi Mechayev, what's the Shemra al Yisrael Mechayev? Minitani Ami, ki hoitzi Shemra al Basulas Yisrael, vilo Basulas Gerim. So you exclude a case of Geris. Vahai, Baha Basulas Gerim, Yisrael Mehi. The Basulas Gerim has to come with the being Yisrael Mehi. The Rechmona Afkar, the Zare, the Mitzri, Kishal Chamor. There's no Yichus between the child and the father. The same as Emerson, Susan Zermosum. We'll watch the Sheikh Wazara, Zerim, Kazara, Mahim. It's just, they have beer, but it's like an animal having beer. Mr. Kalamute, and it's still you're being Mahim, she has no father, and still you're being Mahim. It's the Embishlama that by Yisrael in such a case would be Chayiv, and he didn't exclude Mesulat Gerim. But if not, even by Yisrael, there's no father, she's Patura. He's Potter.
But there is, I mean, for a, just strictly dealing the realm of non-Jews, there still is a concept of Av, right? I mean,
yes. There is, it's an interesting relationship, because there got to be certain halachos who say that there is no yichus to the father, certain halachos who say there is yichus to the father. There is a din of Yerusha, from a father to a son. I don't know what Rashi didn't argue over here. That just simply the problem is over here that Gerish and Yisrael cut and Shana Adami.
Yeah.
I'm not sure why Rashi didn't say that. Okay, so I'll do more. I'm Reish Lakish. I'm Mitzvah Shemar Al Ketana as Potter. Shemar Benosnu Lavi Hanara. It says you give Lavi Hanara. So now, I mean, we've been. The Marbrik Tana, well along the way, like the Chacham, you're always Marbrik Tana. What's unique in this case is throughout the parsha over there, when it says Nahara, it's written Nun Ayin Reish. with our with the Kri is with it said it, you don't read it now, you read it Nara. But over here it's written Nun Ayin Resh Hey. So Levi Nara, here it's Mole. Throughout the rest of the parsha is so the same. So Pasuk Yuches is written Mole, and Pasuk Chafal is written with just Nun Ayin Resh. In Pasuk of Gimel it's written Nun Ayin Resh. Pasuk Chaf Hey it's written like that. So this is the only exception where it's written. Where it's written Mole. So Nara Mole, it's written Mole. Dibra Kasa, it has to be a full Nara. Okay. Masal Rav Acha Bar Abba. So Rav Acha Bar Abba has Rav Adha, some have Rav Adha Bar Abba. So you, Rish Lakish, are saying time of the Kasiba Hanara, the whole reason is because it says Nara Mole. Holav Haki, were it not for that, Habamina Filuktana, you might be even a Katana. She asked, Oksivi, Memes Hoyahadabor, Hazab, Lodim Sub Sulim Lanaro, but see you as a Naro Pesabes of Yoskulua. The Pesach continues and says, this is all of its fault, but if it's true, she gets Misa. Viktana Labas Urchini. Clearly the parsha is talking about somebody who that potentially is chayav misa. We're saying that if it's true, the chayav misa, and if it's not, he gets punished for what being matzi shemra. So I don't need a special ribuy of nara mole to exclude a ketana. It's obviously not. It's talking about he's basically did this whole false thing to in order to kill her, and that if it would be true, she's chayav misa. And since it's not true, we give the punishment back to the husband. So it's talking somebody who's petty chayv misa. So more says the truth is so then the pshat is all the way around. Elakan nara. So over here clearly the pshat in the pasuk is the ketana doesn't apply, and the Torah wrote the word nara mole to tell me that when is that do we assume that the pshat in the word nara means only a nara, not a ketana. It's scenarios like this where it's written mole. Welcome, shenemar nar. The Torah wrote a chaser, feel ketana b'mashma, and that's why the Chama argue and Remeir and say that you're marib ketana for kanas. So we know it from this drasha. Okay, let's hold the Rashi.